Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to this not late edition of Chillcast.
That's right. We're on time and...
We weren't late last time. It was a bonus.
Oh, is that what we're going to
call it? Here's a little bonus. Yeah.
Well, I am one of your hosts, Sarah.
I'm your other host, Zach. Do we do introductions still?
I think we should.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, Sarah.
Yeah, Zach.
It's almost Christmas.
I'm so excited.
And so I decided to talk about a great topic. Cursing.
Cursing.
We've had some people say that I might swear a lot.
You do. You do.
On this podcast, I've been told swear a lot.
You do. Mm-hmm. You got a mean tongue.
A mean tongue? So I want to talk about swearing.
Okay.
First off, in this episode, we're not going to swear.
Oh, boy.
We're going to try. No, it's not. That won't last.
We just want one episode that's not explicit. We want everyone to listen to one episode.
Yeah, ironically, the cursing episode will be the clean episode.
Yeah. Isn't that fun?
No, but let's go. Let's say what? All right, let's just say some curse words for a few minutes. That's our first part of the episode.
Damn.
Shit.
Crap.
Fuck.
You just jumped to it.
Motherfucker.
Whoa. And then there's
son of a bitch.
Some that we don't say.
So that's what I was going to say is like there's curse words and then there's slurs. I think sometimes people confuse them.
Yes.
Like if you go up to somebody and you go, you're a piece of shit. I mean, it's probably not nice.
No. It's
especially if it's like a mall Santa that's just doing his job. You're like, no. You're a piece of shit. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah. If you go to somebody, you say like the N-word.
Or you say,
I hear a lot of people that use, and I get it, like, it's one of those things where it's been used for a long time, but I hear a lot of people say cocksucker. But if you think about what you're actually insulting there,
it's
a gay slur.
Yeah.
So, slurs are not what we're talking about here. We're talking about swear words, talking like a sailor.
Ooh.
Your shits and your fucks and your damns. And what's the level for swear words? Because you mentioned jumping a level. So, like, what is the basic, like...
I mean, there's, like, entry-level curse words.
Right, yeah.
Where it's, like, damn
is, like, your most...
Hell.
Would you say damn is, like, the... Damn and hell are, like, the two, like... They're, like, kid curse words.
Crap on there, honestly.
Is crap a curse word? Oh, we have very different life experiences.
I thought that crap was a curse
crap
word.
Crap is a curse
I
word?
I thought it was, yeah.
I always thought crap was fine.
Oh, no. I thought crap was a bad word. I did. And
crap and poop and stinkhead.
No, the last two are not.
I would not put crap as a curse word.
I was always raised that crap was a curse word. I'm also the goody two-shoes of the...
So damn and hell, though.
Damn and hell,
those
definitely.
Those are, like, your entry level. Like...
I believe so. And then you move up to, like, shit.
Yeah, or ass.
And bitch.
Ass. Ass was the one when I remember when I started saying ass. It was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Because, yeah, you say, when you're like, 12 or 9 or whatever, you say damn or hell every once in a while. You're like, yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah, real cool.
When was the first time you said a swear word? Do you remember when you started swearing?
I want to say it was, like, 6th grade.
Wow.
And also, I didn't start cursing in front of my parents until
I was going to ask about that. Yes, yeah. You still don't.
You
really don't.
I still try to mute myself.
You'll say
as
damn
much as
every
I can.
Once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I cuss in front of my parents all the time.
Yeah, I know.
And they cuss back.
It's true. They do. I remember, like, one of the first times that I heard you curse in front of your parents, I was like, like, it, like, broke me.
Yeah, and then my mom was like, fuck her.
Yeah, like, your dad or someone, like, said something even worse. And I was like, well,
yeah,
this is a different dynamic.
I mean, when I was growing up, it wasn't like I was cussing all the time. I remember my uncle and my dad, they had a few drinks, and they were playing guitar and hanging out, whatever. And I was, like, 6, and I came and hung out with them, and they... got me to say, like, fuck and stuff. And my mom found out. I think she was very upset about that.
I would assume she was very upset about that.
No, I remember being... It was probably, like, 4th or 5th grade when I started saying, like, hell. Or damn. But then it was, like, not long after that when I started saying shit and ass. Fuck took... It was probably like, I feel like I didn't start saying fuck until I was like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
That was the one where it was like, oh, even, and when you would say it, you were like, oh, I just said fuck.
Whoa, big time.
Oh.
Of course.
Oh, we had, somebody had that car alarm go off.
It's not uncommon in this crappy and, place.
Sarah, you just used a curse word. What, do you remember the first time, okay, actually, I'm going to go completely different. Did you ever have cursing teachers? I had some teachers in, like, high school that would say, hell, damn, or shit.
The only time that I would hear language like that was in English class, and that's because it was just part of, like,
yeah,
reading or something.
When they're like, hey, we're going to read Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's a, you want me to read this book out loud?
It's a different topic, but I think reading material should be changed.
Yes.
There are many that are very out of date, but.
It's a totally different topic.
I know,
oh my God.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck, Sarah?
God damn it.
No, it
sorry.
It is true, I do
See,
agree.
Cursing's hard for me sometimes.
Yeah, cuss, Sarah. Come on, let's do it.
Damn.
That's another thing. Cuss and curse.
Oh.
What do you say? I say cuss.
Cuss, typically, yeah.
But cuss isn't right. It's just a mis... I think it's just a mispronunciation. There you go.
Of curse?
Of curse. I don't think cuss is actually right.
I don't know. We're gonna do some Googling. Tell me a story about you cursing.
About me cursing? I remember playing Vice City, and it was like, it was a neighbor or one of my mom's friends came over for some reason, and they walked by me playing Vice City, and it was a mission where you steal some police uniforms and wear them, and the guy's like, you don't see it. They're in the garage getting dressed. He's like, these pants fit all right, and the guy's like, yeah, it's a little tight in the crotch. Yeah, my dick's all smashed up. Yeah. Of course, and like she walked by, she's like, what the heck is that? Or something like that.
Wow. Okay. So I just.
What?
I just looked up English swear words.
Oh.
Wow. There's some.
Give me some.
Arse, ass, and asshole.
Yeah.
Bastard, which I feel like is not used very much anymore.
No. Bastard is a good one.
Here's some.
See, I'm worried what we're going to say that we might not know what one of these words are.
Well, I know what most of these words are. Oh, okay.
We're going to be like, polo, porlo, or something. And then someone's going to be like, I can't believe they fucking said that.
This one's pretty harsh. Yeah. A child fucker.
Jesus. What?
I mean, it's a swear.
That's
a curse.
But swear words should be fun.
Yeah.
If you go up to somebody, you gotta be really mean.
You gotta be real mad.
Yeah, you go up to somebody and be like, you're a real child fucker.
Son of a whore.
I like son of a whore. I've used that.
It's, yeah.
Well, did you ever get in trouble for swearing?
No. Come on.
You're such a goody-goody. No. Not ever? Not in school? You never had your mouth washed? You never had your mom get mad at you?
No. Nope.
I got in trouble in school, I think, for swearing a few times.
I bet you did.
I know my brother, Eli, got in trouble for flipping people off when he was in, like, preschool.
See, I always got made fun of because when I, unfortunately... Because
you said crap and...
No, this is unfortunately a very visual thing, but my thumbs are double jointed, so whenever I flick someone off, my thumb goes, like, way out.
What's the first time you flip
somebody
off?
It looks really weird driving.
Driving?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You flip somebody off drive. What happened?
And you know what?
What happened?
Someone cut me off or something. I don't remember what it was. Like, and I just.
Was anyone else in the car?
No.
Have you ever flipped someone off of your mom in the car? Or any of your parents?
Recently, I have.
I think I've seen your mom flip somebody off.
Yeah.
My mom has flipped people off when she's in a car.
Yes. Yes, she has.
Do you remember the first time you ever heard your, like, mom or dad say, like, fuck? like get real angry or about something and like drop some real swearing.
I specifically remember my mom's because she got cut off while driving.
Oh.
And it was right after one of my dance classes and we were driving home and some asshole cut in front of us. She slammed on her horn, yelled, "Fuck you," and flicked him off. And
so she has flipped people off in the car.
Or maybe she just said, "Fuck you." I don't remember what she said. Well, I don't remember.
She yelled, like, "Fuck you."
She yelled, "Fuck you."
Wow.
And like, then she kind of like looked over at me.
How old were you at this point?
I think I was, I don't know.
Well, that's.
Well, because she was driving me. So I think
so
I was.
So you're probably like what?
15, I think. 15, 16. Yeah.
Probably younger than that.
Maybe.
I think you've told me that story. I think you said you were like 14.
It was, yeah, I was like either 14 or 15. But yeah, I remember that happening. And she just like looked over at me and was like, just don't.
What was your reaction?
That. I just like was wide eyed. I was like, Mom. She just was like, don't repeat that. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I don't actually remember the first time I flipped somebody off. I don't flip people off that often. I don't drive. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Maybe that's why I don't flip people off as much.
Anymore, I feel like it's too scary to do an action like that because you never know who has, like, a weapon
or yeah.
who has anger issues that they're going to come beat you up or something, so.
Flipping people off, too, is weird because, like, you're so mad at somebody, so you just, you put up this one finger and that, I don't.
Okay, so here's another weird thing. Mm-hmm. Speaking of flipping off someone, I've heard some people that. Some people have thumb out, some people have thumb in.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
I'm thumb out.
I'm thumb out.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more forceful thumb out.
Because you're making an L. You're like, loser.
Loser. With a, like, fuck you, loser is what it is. That's, like, really hard for me to say, by the way.
Yeah. You don't like swearing, do you?
Only in the car.
Or when you're playing video games.
Or when I'm playing video games.
Yeah.
I get a little intense sometimes.
You remember the first time you swore in front of your parents? Like, cursed?
Just, it's only the one with my mom that I, like, remember.
Well, no, the first time you used this curse word in front of your parents without, like, thinking about it. Like, everyone has that moment,
I think. Like, 19 or 20.
Yeah, it's that moment where, well, okay, Jesus Christ, you were drinking age and you finally decided to swear once. But they have that
drinking moment. Drinking age is 21, Zachary.
I
said 19 or 20. And yeah. Believe me, I did not drink alcohol until I was 21.
Is that the truth? It's maybe we'll do a drinking episode at some
mostly
point.
Mostly the truth.
We're going to do a drinking episode at some point. We'll really dig into that topic.
All right.
No, like, that's what I think you've become, like, grown up is. The moment that you can swear in front of your parents.
I mean, I'll be honest. It's only been within the last couple of years that I really feel comfortable swearing in front
of
my parents.
So our last episode, you just found out about Santa being fake. And now we're finding out that you are just grown up.
Yep.
Aww. I started swearing in front of my parents. I think it was like.
You were probably like.
I was like 16.
Yeah, I was going to say 15.
I think I was 15 or 16 when I started dropping hell and shit and damn. And then I was like 17 when I started saying fuck. And I remember like. The first time I said fuck in front of my mom or dad, and well, not my dad, because it didn't matter what, but the first time I said fuck in front of my mom, and I was like, there's like in my head, the conversation kept going, but in my head, there was this mental pause of like, duh, and nothing happened. I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're, right. And I guess maybe really,
we're at that point,
or that was just my mom was a bad mother. Maybe a good
or
mom.
She just wasn't paying attention to you.
She was probably drunk.
No. Your mom's a good mom.
No, she's not. Does she listen to this?
I think so.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I don't fucking care. No, Walter cussed in front of us a lot.
I don't doubt that at all.
And we would. And, well, so that was the weird thing. Like, did you watch. Okay. Let's go to a different route on curse words here. Were you allowed to watch movies with curse words? Like, when was that a thing? Like, did you ever have, like, a rule against it?
I remember in, like, fourth or fifth grade watching horror movies, like, rated R horror movies.
Yeah, so your parents were cool with it?
I don't know how cool they were with it. It was always at a friend's house.
Well, that's what I'm saying, at your house. Was there a rule? do you remember like your parents would be like, you can't watch that because it's got a lot of swearing and stuff. It's very adult or.
Not really. My parents were really good about if really there was something.
Lackadaisical parents that didn't care.
Well, they, it was one of those things that like, if it wasn't appropriate for me to watch, they wouldn't have it on while I was awake. Like,
well, but if you asked, I mean, did you ever ask, like, I would like to watch this movie that I saw a trailer for on TV or something?
I don't remember.
Do you remember, like, watching a movie and be like, oh, I should not have watched this. This is too much for me. They said crap many times.
I think, well, no, I think it wasn't really the language that I was worried about getting in trouble with. It was, like, if there was, like, a heavy makeout scene and I was like, oh, I shouldn't watch this. Or like a sex scene or something. I was like, I can't watch this.
Sex scene makes more sense. A heavy makeout scene. Oh, goodness. No. They're kissing.
All right. I think I'm done here.
I remember, I don't know, it might not be as, oh, a kitty cat is climbing on top of me. Hi, Sasha.
Sasha, when was the first time you cursed?
Every fucking day, Mom.
What?
I remember the first time I was playing a video game and they said, like, fuck.
And you know, that might have been because my dad played a lot of...
I think it was GTA San Andreas was when they started dropping the F-bomb a lot. They didn't really actually... Weirdly enough, they didn't say fuck in... I don't think they said fuck in 3 or Vice City.
They didn't?
I don't think so.
Because I remember...
In San Andreas, though, they drop it a lot.
My best friend in the whole world and I, we would... After we had thought my dad was asleep in bed... We would take his mature rated video games and we would play them, and that included like Vice City and GTA 3, and we would go upstairs and we would play them, and we were like, oh, there's bad stuff in here. We could steal cars. There was bad language.
People making out.
You could shoot people.
They're making out over there.
They're making out. Watch out. Close your eyes.
Sarah.
Yes.
Let's take a break.
A fucking break.
Let's take a fucking commercial break, you goddamn pieces of shit.
So mean.
We'll be back. We're back.
That's goddamn right.
So.
Yes.
Something I noticed about curse words is that they're called cursed words. Which makes you wonder, where did that come from? I know you had your Google out.
Oh, I did. Do I need to bring my Google back up?
No, let's figure it out ourselves.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, why do we call them cursed words?
Well, I feel like maybe it was something.
Are they gonna like fuck people up if we say it too much?
Well, I feel like maybe a lot of these words may have been used by like gypsies, or I don't know,
witches.
Well, I mean, maybe. I damn you to hell. I mean, that would be a curse. No, I like to think
witches were saying, like, you motherfuckers! I need some fucking wart! Toad wart meal stuff!
I mean...
Bastards!
Profanity.
You poopers!
May also be called curse words, cuss words, swear words, crude language, coarse language, yeah. Oaths, blasphemous language, vulgar language.
Ooh, blasphemous.
Blasphemous language. Vulgar language, vulgar. Lewd language, lewd. Choice words, or explicit.
Choice. That's European.
Choice like, words.
Choice words, mate. You fucking.
Or ex. I can never say it word.
What?
Expletive. Expletive.
Yeah. I was trying to read it upside down. It was a little hard.
Sorry.
Expletive. Yeah, I like expletive. Expletive, expletive, expletive. It's a good word.
I've always heard like explicit.
Explicit.
Like. And what? You know what? Honestly, the first time that I probably heard a lot of curse words.
I was going to say, on music, right?
It was a lot of music. Yeah.
You didn't buy your CDs. Did you buy your CDs at Walmart?
Because
if you bought them at Walmart, they'd be like, yo, I'm going to. And you're on your. And you're like, where did the rest of the song
go? Where'd the words go?
My mom bought an Eminem CD at Walmart when we were little, like younger, like mm-hmm. 8 or whatever. And I remember she was listening to it. She's like, we got the edited version. Like,
I don't remember where I got. I think I got a lot of my music from like Best Buy.
I think theirs they had unedited. Yeah.
Yeah, they had the explicit versions as well as
with the little parental advisory sticker.
But, like, my parents were never like, you can't listen to this.
Yeah, my parents never.
My parents were also the kind of parents when it came to music that it was like, you can listen to whatever you want. We don't really care.
Yeah.
My mom was. Did they agree with a lot of it? No. But was I listening to Marilyn Manson and Slipknot and Rob Zombie in elementary school?
Slipknot.
Well, middle school. Definitely middle school.
Yeah, you're not that old.
No. Not quite. Well, I'm getting there.
So, yeah, I was about to say music CDs. Like, that was where I remember, like, the first listening to rap songs and, like, hearing creative usages of...
Of choice words?
Yeah. Well, and also, like, when you were young enough, like, I'd listen to some stuff and I wouldn't know what they meant.
No. Yeah. I have that problem now. Like, I'll listen to some, like, 90s hits and I'm like, oh, that's what that song's about.
Yeah. Oh. When you meant eating out, he meant...
I thought he meant dinner. Yeah. Guess what? He didn't. Yeah. Mm-mm. It's like, I remember I knew all of the song lyrics to What's Your Fantasy by Ludacris in middle school. And it was like a friend of mine, and we would just, like, sing it, like, in the halls. And then it wasn't until, like, a couple years later that I was like, this is a bad song.
It's like that episode of Arrested Development where they're singing Afternoon Delight with his cousin. It's,
oh, yeah.
And then he realizes what that song's about.
Yeah.
Speaking of not knowing what a word means, here's a fun one. I was on the internet when I was a little baby boy. And you know that if you go to certain video gaming websites or whatever, like, especially back then, like, the ads that would show up were... It was Wild West. This is like pre-Google ads and all this stuff. And I'm going to use a word that's a little rough here. But I saw something that was like, hot women fuck their cunts or something. And I remember being like, I was like, what's that? I was so confused. I was like, oof. Yeah, I didn't know what that was. Baby Zach was very...
What? Yeah, that is one word that I cringe when hearing it, and I don't like saying it unless that person really deserves it.
Well, okay, so that's the thing. Like, there's this weird. Let's get into the logistics.
There are some people in the White House currently that I would consider to be C's, but I have a hard time saying that word.
Say it.
I can't.
Well, I was gonna say, I think some words, they're much worse if they're directed at someone. Mm-hmm. That's one of them where it's like,
you're a versus that. I don't know. I can't.
Say it.
I can't.
You're going to say it.
I can't. I'm basically saying it.
Say it.
So.
Say it.
I really don't like the word cunt. I really don't. I know. I really don't.
It's like making out. It's so scary.
Never gonna let that one go. Cool.
Do you remember the first time you heard that word?
I think it was in a song.
Yeah.
Probably.
That doesn't even get used in songs that much.
It doesn't. Either. No, but there was...
Not a lot of stuff rhymes with it. Punt. Bunt.
I'm gonna bake a bunt cake for this. Oh!
You could have rhymed that so easily. Do it again.
I did.
Do it again. Do it again.
I'm not gonna say it.
You're gonna make a bunt cake for this goddamn motherfucking...
No.
Say it.
I can't.
Finish the rap.
No, I said it once. I don't need
cunt
to say
face.
It.
Cunt face. Sorry. This is a curse episode. This is a swear word episode. We're breaking the seal. We're swearing all...
Well, that's as far as I'll go, and I said it once in a...
So is that like the worst word that you will still maybe say... Because, like, there are words beyond that that I would not say.
There are words that I will not say. And they are used often in music. And then you're the awkward white person.
You see, when those
I'm
words...
I'm just going to say it.
When I'm singing...
You're the awkward white person.
When I sing songs like that, whenever it gets to those parts, I'll usually just kind of, like, stop singing for a moment. Like,
yeah, no, I do too. But, like, I listen to a lot of Nicki Minaj, and my goodness, it is very hard to sing a lot of her songs. Like, you can't. It's just like every other word.
I saw a tweet about that. That was like, because it was somebody. It was not like what you were doing, because that you were just kind of observation. But it was like a tweet somebody had put out of like complaining, like, I can't sing along with my favorite.
Oh,
like,
no.
I know that's not what you're saying. But it was a tweet like that. And then somebody quoted that tweet. It was saying like, Yeah, you know what's really hard is like being black. So maybe.
Yeah, no. Maybe just to clarify, like I.
No, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Not using that word. Like I understand.
What's the worst curse word you've been called?
I've been called.
Somebody's yelled at you.
Oh boy, I have some enemies. So.
Oh Jesus, have you been called the C word?
I have.
Mm-hmm. Who did it?
It was an ex.
A man?
Yes.
He yelled it at you?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Was that like, we won't dig too deep, but was it like end of relationship or did the relationship go on after that? Because I don't think.
That was an end relationship.
Yeah, that was like, okay.
All right. Let's just lay it all out on the table.
What did you juice there?
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. I didn't do anything.
No, you are a good guy. Was he just being a fucking asshole?
He was an asshole.
And he just snapped at you or something? Yeah. He was just like, you're a stupid.
Yeah.
He added like a little extra to it. He said you were stupid or you're.
I think it was. This was a few years ago.
I think that like when a man says that to a woman and that it's like a desperate move. It's like, that's their only. It's him trying to get her attention. To hurt you.
And to hurt as much as he can.
Because if you go up to a woman or
I
anyone,
will say, though, a woman saying that to another woman, that's a fucking dagger, too, though.
That's like,
ooh.
That's like, take the earrings out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So that's the worst you've ever been called?
Yeah.
Have you ever been, has someone ever called you a motherfucker? Or an asshole? Or. I've been called.
Yeah, I mean, I've been called an asshole.
As somebody who spends a lot of time on the internet, I've been called many terrible things.
You have been.
Usually for no reason. Yeah, usually for no reason. No one's ever called me a child fucker.
Well, that's good.
That's a bridge. That's like. I don't know how mad you'd have to be at some. Like, what would somebody have to do to you to make you say that to them?
I don't know.
I guess if they, like, killed your kid or did something terrible like
that. I mean, if they did something terrible.
Yeah.
That fell along those lines. What? Then, yeah.
What would someone have to do to Sarah Pruitt for them to be, for you to call them the C word?
I'm sorry.
So what would somebody have to do to you for you to use the C word at them? Like, what line would they have to cross to you? For you to, like, just fucking snap and use it.
Something along the lines of my loyalty and my trust.
What if...
Because I hold those very dearly.
So, like, if some... I'm trying to think of a situation, though.
There, in the recent last 3 to 4 years, there has been someone that I would almost consider calling this person that word. I did a lot for her and I did not receive the recognition that I deserved.
Is this person,
and I no longer speak with this person because they violated
short?
A lot of my,
okay. I know who this person is. It's the Monopoly man.
It is. No, this person violated a lot of my trust and my loyalty. And
this person used you. Yeah, I was gonna say that's the best way to sum it up. Yeah.
And I
don't use their name, but just say that person is use it. Come on, get it out of your system.
I mean, she's a bad person.
Say it. Say it. She's right here in front of you.
Oh God.
Say it.
She's a cunt.
There you go.
I don't like it. She's deserves it though.
She does. I would agree.
Ribbon with a big old C on it. She's.
I would agree with that.
Not a great person.
Just like Sarah Elizabeth. Oh, sorry.
Wow. Okay. I'm just going to put my whole name out there this episode.
Sarah Elizabeth Pruitt.
Okay.
And I'm Zachary.
Stefan.
Zweizen. You really like to say that, don't you?
I do, because you don't like it.
You think if we swear enough or curse enough, like a curse will actually happen?
No. No.
If you're like, fuck, 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 fuck. And then all of a sudden, like, fire portal opens. It's like Satan's like, finally,
someone said it the right amount.
They're called
of time.
Cursed words.
They're called curse words. They're not cursed words.
Cursed words.
No, there's no D, hun.
You You know, it's cursed words.
No, it's curse words. It's not.
Still, it's cursed. A curse. It's a curse.
Okay, sure. All right. We'll go with it.
Trying to think of words. What are some curse words that, like, we haven't said yet?
I mean, there are some...
Dick? Is that a curse word?
I mean, it's a piece of your anatomy.
I can't ask you.
So...
Because you think crap's a curse word, so I have no idea where...
I mean, one that I would consider to be a curse word is pussy.
Yeah, that's explicit.
Yeah, that's an explicit term that you could use as a curse word.
People use as an insult.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little weird of an insult.
Yeah.
I don't think I could think. Maybe we're not as creative.
There's a few words that we haven't said.
Where's that list? Where's that list of curse words?
Like twat is one. Yeah, that. Yeah.
That's a very European.
It is a very.
The first time I ever heard twat was GTA. And that's developed by Scottish people.
It's that one, and then there's another one. Oh, bollocks.
Bollocks. Crap. Damn.
I don't know what that one is, and I'm what scared to say it.
Let me see. Frigger.
I don't know what that is. I can't believe you just said it out loud, though. I don't know what that is.
Let me click on it.
I'm very scared. I really hope it's...
I can always edit this podcast.
I'm very scared.
An object crafted for the personal amusement of a crass, a mild... It's a fucker. So it's just a different way to say fucker.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still...
Goddamn.
I do like how they have Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus H. Christ, Jesus Harold Christ.
Jesus Harold Christ.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and Judas Priest.
Never heard. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Son of a motherless goat.
Shit ass.
Shit ass.
If somebody called me a shit ass, I'd probably laugh. What is that? Son of a
motherless goat.
Son of a motherless goat.
You son of a motherless goat. I still like son of a whore also. You son of a whore.
Frigger.
That one I have not...
That's way too close.
Yeah, let's go to Urban Dictionary.
No. That's scary.
Well, because here's where they get into, like, slut, hoe, and whore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, there's a lot of these I cannot
say. Yeah, I'm looking at these. This is bad. We should not be on this. Okay. Now I feel like a kid.
Well, yeah, now I have seen the dirty makeout scene, and now I feel like I need to bleach my eyes. What?
So you have a best friend who's like a sister to you.
Yes.
We won't say her name.
No.
We might have said her name already. I have no idea. We'll try to respect people's privacy.
Not our own, though.
No, but did you guys like... Do you remember, like, the first time you guys started cussing? Like,
yes.
You do?
I do. We used to go on
She doesn't seem like a person that, like, cussed a lot when she was younger.
No, her and I are very similar in that respect. So I remember her and I don't remember how... I don't know if it was me or if it was her, but one of us got really into a band that is going to make me look like an awful person. However, I no longer support this band.
Was it Uncle Cracker?
It was ICP.
What does that stand for?
Insane Clown Posse. And
great stuff.
Yep, great stuff. And we... Backstory, her and I used to go on annual camping trips with our dad.
That's true.
And on hikes, what we would do is her and I would like... hike ahead of our dads, and we would recite word for word ICP songs.
That's
in the middle of the woods in like this beautiful forest, and we would just be like, fuck that bitch. Like, it was so bad.
The only ICP song I know is Homies.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was the opening song it was the intro song on the video game Backyard Wrestling. And you could play as ICP in Backyard Wrestling.
I'm not surprised.
You could play as Frankie Murderty.
Man. Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope.
I think Violent J.
Well, they had an album come out this year.
Oh, yeah.
I know they're still very big. Like, they have their own...
They have a cult. Well, call it what it is. It's a cult.
The Juggalos, yes. And the Juggalettes.
It's a cult. Let's just call it what it is, folks. What is going on with the world, you know? It's a great question.
No, they have a... Oh, the Gathering. That's yes. what it is.
Well, they have a whole lore. Like, they have different dimensions.
They have Faygo.
Faygo is a drink they love. We're not doing an ICP episode.
No, okay, I'm sorry.
Dear God, we're never doing an ICP episode.
Anyway, we would sing very bad lyrics in the middle of the beautiful and woods in Colorado, and we would laugh that we were cussing, and then our dads couldn't hear
us.
Would they get closer?
Would your dads get closer?
Yeah, and then like, we would change the song to like a Britney Spears song.
My country.
No, we would never go that far. We would be like...
Oh, baby, baby.
This was more like Toxic.
Bam it. No, it wouldn't have. Toxic is like... middle career for her.
Yeah.
You guys, no, you're not that young.
All right. Well,
On that note. Thank you for listening to this episode.
Yeah, fucking thanks.
Fucking thanks. I activated a new feature on this podcast on the website.
Oh, boy.
You can click it. It says support us if you want. I don't know what that
support
means.
Support us.
Don't fucking support us. I don't fucking know.
I appreciate the support.
I mean, I appreciate it, but I spend your money elsewhere. But if you got a few bucks, I guess.
We would appreciate it. 2019 is going to be a good year.
Well, we can't get groceries, so.
The cats will starve.
I'm going to die from starvation. But it'll be fun. Anyways, Christmas is coming.
Christmas.
Will we be able to record an episode next week without Christmas fucking it up? I don't know when Christmas is.
Well, we might have some special guests next episode.
We might.
Depends on whether or not they agree.
I mean, I can sneak a phone anywhere.
That's true.
They're going to be they're going to be in an episode whether or not they want to.
So we may or may not have special guests next episode. If we do, then great. If we don't, then oh well. And for those of you who are listening to it, when this episode goes up, I hope you have a very happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, and you'll all
happy
be
Hanukkah,
safe.
Happy Kwanzaa, Hanukkah,
all that.
Festivus, whatever you celebrate.
Yep, enjoy it, though.
They all suck because holidays suck. Christmas sucks. I hate it. Thanks for listening.
Go ahead and say it.
What?
F Christmas.
Fuck Christmas.
There we go.
Goodbye. Bye.